Welcome to the World Spire. The party was horrified to find not the Arakakra and their soldiers, but Tintsy's paladin clan, the Order of Orgelad, preparing to attack Crescent Valley, their corpses given life through unnatural means. As they hurried onwards to warn the druids, a terrible earthquake shook the spire, and the eternal storm above turned a deep shade of blood red. And as they entered the hidden village, Zealous saw the land begin to shift. Within moments, the homes by the waterfall would slide from the mountain, taking the druids in the marsh with them. Chapter 5. The Battle of Crescent Valley. Part 2.
Oh, I'm nervous. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, I'm anxiety just bubbled up.
Alright. So Zealous, as everybody is off distracted by the din and chaos happening within the village of Crescent Valley, you look to the left and you see the first signs of a landslide beginning to happen in the marsh.
Oh dear god. Okay, I think I just start screaming run! Run! And just point to landslide and kind of try and bring everybody on the opposite direction. But question first, actually. Didn't you say there was somebody trying to help somebody out of a house near the lift? Okay, I want to run towards them and help them.
Okay, yeah. Everyone else will be able to run away, but yeah, there is still one person pinned in this house trying to escape.
Yeah.
So you're going to run and try to get them out?
Yes.
I follow her.
Yeah, with Zealous having yelled, everyone immediately around you, their attention is brought to this. And are you going to run as well? Or are you going?
I'm not there, right?
Oh, that's right.
I'm still
right.
In Squirrel World.
That's right.
Squirrel World. Cheep.
Right, so Zealous, Tintsy, Lorelei, you all start running towards this marsh, and I'll get you to roll dexterity just because the footing is very uneven as the land is starting to slide.
Yeah. So I got 13 in total. I hope that's going to be okay.
Oh.
Well, better than Tintsy got.
Tintsy got a critical fail.
Oh, no.
Critical fail.
Oh okay. No.
All right. Well.
Hi guys. It's nice knowing you. I hope we have another character.
All right. Well, you begin running, and Zealous, you're okay. There's a bit of a rumble and some land shifts below you, but you manage to hop to a more secure rock that isn't shifting. But Tintsy, the ground shifts and begins to slide out from under you, and you scramble to try and reach and grab something. But before you know it, you're swept into the waterfall, and you feel a sensation as you're thrown out of the village. And you get a quick glance down, and there's just endless miles below you. But all of a sudden, your descent slows, and Zealous... you see from behind you, Lorelei standing, grasping a handful of feathers and focusing really hard.
Oh, shit.
Tintsy, you're falling relatively slowly, and on the cliff face you see some roots. And since you're falling fairly slowly, can I get you to roll dexterity with advantage?
Lorelei, I promise I'll make Zealous love you. plus one.
Oh, with
13.
Advantage, though, so you roll it higher.
All right. 16 plus 1, 17.
Okay, yeah. So you do manage to grab the roots, and you have a moment to catch your breath.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Zealous's heart is probably beating so fast, partially because Tintsy just fell over, and partially because she's without realizing, she's Lorelei is so hot.
Zealous is finally becoming a woman.
After so many years. I feel like at one point she's gonna go to one of you for girl advice.
Oh no.
What am I feeling? I don't know what this is.
I want that so badly.
Guys, we can't die now. We have to have girl talk with Zelis.
Okay, so Lorelai's not in the danger zone of the landslide, but Zelis, you still have a chance to get to this this person who's pinned and help the other druids who are trying to get them out of the collapsed building.
Yeah.
So you make your way over there, and I'm going to get you to roll strength, and the other druids who are trying to lift this beam off of this person are going to roll strength as well, and we'll just take the higher number.
Okay, one second. So I got 14 plus 1, so 15.
Okay, yeah, that's good, because they got a 6, so...
Oh, thank God.
So you can tell as you get to the building and grab onto this beam that these people would not have been able to do this on their own, and they just would have been swept away and killed. With your help, they're able to lift the beam, and this wood elf woman who was pinned underneath scrambles to her feet and says, "Thank you! Thank you!" And you help them all get back to the safety of the land that you came from, just in the nick of time as that whole section of the village slides off and falls down, down, down the mountains.
Oh, phew.
And without realizing it, Lorelai looks at Zelis, goes, "Oh, she's hot."
Lorelai is definitely given a look.
Can Zelis do like a perception check to notice? Or does Zelis just know?
Oh, you both perceive each other.
Okay. This is amazing.
I'm so excited for Zelis.
Me too.
All right. And Tintsy, as you're catching your breath, you feel a tapping on your hand, and you look up and you see the juniper witch who's holding on to another root well above you, and she's extending her stick down to you, and she's just like, "Come here, gnome. Come, come. Let's go.
I'm coming. And I grab onto the stick, real excited.
All right. She's going to roll for strength. Okay, yeah, no, she gets you up. You're good. So, it's a bit of a struggle because your armor is very heavy, but, you know, you're putting your feet up on the wall and, like, sort of, like, walking up as she pulls. And she...
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Thank you.
And she gets you up to the surface, and you both catch your breath for a bit, and she says,
"Oh, Juniper Witch, it's tired. He hasn't had a workout like that for a while. She's exhausted."
"Well, you're so good. Wow, you're so strong."
"Oh, yes, Juniper Witch. Buff."
"Oh, Tintsy buff too.
Buff.
Buff. Buff. Buff."
Oh my God. It sounds like you're barking at each other, just like, oh my God.
Tintsy wants to offer a ration.
Oh, nom 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 nom.
The juniper witch, with no manners whatsoever, just sort of gobbles down all the rations that you give. It's like a full day's rations that you gave her too, and she just eats it all, like, really quickly.
"Thanks for saving me."
I like how this went from "everyone's gonna die, it's so dire," to like, "yay, let's have fun with the juniper witch."
I mean, everyone's still gonna die, it's still dire.
And I've removed a ration.
Oh my God. We're so fucked.
All right, so one thing that I have neglected to mention up until this point is how long it takes to go back and forth. The Crescent Valley is a fairly large place, so let's see. So you walked from here to there. So walking across the entire valley takes about half an hour.
Okay.
Gwendolyn's campsite was about two-thirds of the way across the valley, so I'd say that took about 20 minutes. I'm just going to be roughly estimating how much time has passed, but it has been, I would say, probably at least an hour or so, and it's harder to tell just because the skies look so fucked up right now, but it probably is afternoon at this point. So, yes, Feral, you're on your way back at this point, right?
Yeah. Am I any faster because I'm a woodland creature?
I don't think a squirrel's... Well...
I don't know. Have you ever tried to outrun a squirrel?
It's true.
That's true.
They're really fast.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So Feral and the squirrel are on their way back.
Hell yeah.
They're most of the way here, but they're not here yet. I guess at this point we'll stick with Tintsy and the Juniper Witch. And the Juniper Witch says,
"Come, come."
And starts stepping back over to the waterfall.
What? I look over at Zelus. Where are we going?
You can't see Zelus.
Oh, yeah. Right. I'm Zelus, in a different area.
Yeah, Zelus is in the village.
Oh, okay. Okay, then yeah, I just follow. I'm like, okay.
Okay. And Zelus, you see the waterfall part again, and Tinty comes back in with the Juniper Witch. And Lorelei runs over and just says, oh, thank God, I wasn't sure if that would work.
Was that you?
Yeah. Are you doing all right? She's like patting you, looking for injuries.
I jump on her and hug her.
Oh, I'm so happy you're okay. And she like hugs you to her.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I look over at Zelus.
I walk over as well, obviously, to come and see you and be like, you good?
Yep.
Okay.
I like try to jump on Zelus. So.
I shake you off really hard.
Oh, no. And the wood elf who you rescued sheepishly walks up and she's like sort of like bowing to you over and over again. It's like, that's a thing. Thank you so much. She's just at a loss for words. She just sort of turns and looks at where her home was, which is just a long drop now.
You're welcome.
And the other elves and humans who had been trying to lift the beam off of her, they come over and they put their hands on her shoulders and they lead her off to sort of calm her down. So she's good. Congratulations.
It's a moment of happiness in an otherwise hopeless situation.
I mean, I have my swole sister with me, so it's okay.
Hey, sister, swole sister.
Swole sister.
And I'm assuming Onyx just followed us all.
Yeah, I guess I haven't been mentioning Onyx much yet.
That's okay. I'm assuming she's basically attached to my hip.
I mean, that's kind of what I was assuming, too.
Here's a fun retcon. While you were saving that wood elf, Onyx jumped in and saved her baby.
Onyx, nobody noticed.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of distractions.
Yeah. Oh, good Onyx.
Onyx is just sitting there with this like swaddled baby hanging from her mouth, and she's just like, and sees the mother and like trots up and returns. And reunites this family.
I thought you were going to be like, Onyx was like, got distracted by a bunch of butterflies. And like, was just messing around while all this was happening. I thought you were going to do that.
Let's see. I'm going to say that as you guys recuperate, Feral and the gray squirrel get back to the entrance of the village. In your squirrel form, you're not able to speak Sylvan, so you can either transform back or do what the gray squirrel did and, like, get as close to the wall but still get pretty wet as you enter.
I think I'm going to turn back into myself.
Yeah, you'll turn back into a person. You sort of reverse anamorphs back into your half-elf self.
Crunchy.
Reverse crunch. Feral, do you want to give us some Sylvan as you ask the waterfall to part?
Yeah, it's very, just open.
And so it does.
You're gonna have to give Tinsy some lessons.
The gray squirrel hops up on your shoulder, Feral, and you see not too far in your allies who are catching their breath at the moment.
Whoa, 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 what did you do? What happened? What's happening?
Yeah, this is your first time seeing the village as it is in its current state.
Tinsy runs over to Feral. Feral, you're here, oh my goodness. Things are happening. I fell.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. The Juniper Witch saved me, as well as Lorelei.
The Juniper Witch? Everything's so fucked up right now.
Yeah. Yes. But it's okay, you're here now. We're all here. Right, Zelus?
Yeah. Stuff happened.
She saved someone.
Oh. I think I'm just kind of processing everything.
Well, Juniper Witch doesn't have time for this. Juniper Witch has to find who's in charge here and have a word with them.
She, like, takes off. Partway through your conversation, she's just gone into the village.
I need to speak to the manager.
Tinsy wants to turn around and chase and run after her.
Okay, Feral is still freaking out right now.
Oh, wait, you are? Never mind, I'm not going to leave Feral.
Yeah.
What had happened? Do I want to know? Do I want to know? What happened?
You probably should know so we can figure out what to do. Did the gray squirrel tell you about the creepy little root things?
Yeah. That's what...
Yeah. And as you guys look around, I mean, they are everywhere. And Feral, you notice that... roll perception.
Oh, that was a fail.
Okay.
A critical fail?
Yeah, a critical fail.
All right, well.
Your eyes hurt. Yeah,
you're, I saw too good earlier.
In your panic, your eyes well up with tears, and you're having trouble seeing much of anything right now. I won't give you the blinded status like I did with Zealous when she ate the pepper, but...
Oh my god, that was so bad. Oh, I still hate you a little bit for that.
But the rest of you can see that there's black tendrils just, like, covering most things in the village.
Can I do a perception check to see if I can see anything with it, or is it just little...
Please do roll perception.
Oh, come on. I didn't touch it. What is it?
It's a 16.
16? Okay. As Feral's panicking, she leans up against the wall, and before you can stop her, she actually puts her hand on one of these black tendrils.
No.
But as this happens, she doesn't even notice that this is happening. When she touches it, starting from her hand and spreading out, this tendril turns gray and then turns to dust and dissolves away.
Feral, touch all the black things.
And then I'm kind of like, what? And then fall over a little.
Okay, don't freak out because we need you here. Okay? You know how we'll talk about what I think it is, but I need you to touch all the roots. Every time you touch it, from where you touch it, it kind of just dusts itself.
Oh, well, I don't know what's going
Feral,
on.
Feral, maybe being the avatar of the rot doesn't mean a bad thing. Maybe you're here to make sure it doesn't harm all the other things.
I don't want to be an avatar of the rot, though.
But maybe this is the only way for you to protect your home. Come, just touch this one. And I drag her over to one.
Tintsy leads you over to this particularly large black tendril that's going right across the path. The Juniper Witch just hopped right over it, but...
She don't give a shit!
Yeah, she don't give a shit.
I love her!
But you look to it, and Tintsy's description of it being a root, you could see how it looks like a root, but like you can tell it's not. It's something putrid that's emitting from the earth of the spire itself. And you can look at it, and as Tintsy said, you hate yourself for thinking this, but you almost do feel a connection to this black stuff. And it's pulsing very slowly.
Touch it!
I close my eyes and just shove my hand onto it.
You put your hand on it, and there's a sickening sensation as your hand goes through it, and it's very slimy and gross. But sure enough, from where your hand stuck into it, it starts turning gray and dissolving, and it turns to normal earth and crumbles away.
Keep doing that.
Oh.
Just keep touching. Touch it.
I gotta touch all the stuff! What do I do? Do I roll perception? Do I just run and... touch all the things?
I mean, there's so much everywhere. You could just, you could easily touch it wherever you want. So I assume you're like running into the village trying to touch the tendrils?
Yeah.
Okay. So as you go, you're touching the tendrils, and the people who are trying to recover things from their homes and trying to tend each other's injuries and that sort of thing, they see you and they all gasp, and you hear some cheering, and somebody runs up to you. You don't know this particular druid, because there's a lot of druids in the village, but it's a human man, and he says, how are you doing this?
I don't know. I just gotta touch it, and it goes poof. Where did it come from?
I don't know. The spire's just been bleeding these things. If you can get rid of these, quick, come with me. He leads you through the wolf den part of town into this sort of, by the way, are the rest of you following?
Yes, I want to follow and run after her as she's running.
I assume you are, because there's not much to do at the entrance.
Yeah.
And the path through the marsh is now no longer usable.
Well, I mean, the attack is still happening.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tintsy wants to stay behind and try to, like, start making a barricade at the entrance.
Okay. Interesting.
Actually, I want to do that, too, because she can be on her own.
Feral can
be on her own. Yeah, I think as he leads, I'm like, Feral, I'm going to stay here and try to set up some defenses before we head over to you, okay?
Meanwhile, I'm, like, slapping my hands all over everything, and I kind of turned back because I hadn't paid attention because I just ran off in a panic. And I'm like, okay.
All right. This human man eventually leads you to the area that's sort of the community area where the druids come for the celebrations. And it's basically kind of like the town square, for lack of a better term. And here there's a large pond. And in the center of the pond is one of the druidic totems that Feral mentioned to you guys earlier. And this one is a large wooden statue in the shape of an otter. And it's sort of right in the center of this pool. But it is 100% covered in these tendrils. And the human man says, the power of the totems, it's been blocked by whatever these things are. If you can get rid of them, maybe we can access the magic of the totems again.
Can I cast Detect Magic to see if I can, like, figure out what kind of magic this is? Mm-hmm. Or if it's, like...
Yes, absolutely.
Actually coming from this thing?
Yeah, totally. You whisper the spell in Sylvan, and... You open your eyes to see faint glows all around you. You were totally expecting to see all of the druids light up because they're all trained in magic. But the otter statue, which you only know is an otter statue because you live here, you wouldn't be able to tell right now the way it's all covered up, is just absolutely radiating this eerie purple light. And you can see that it is very, very strong necrotic magic. Mm. The human man says... I'm sorry to ask you to go into the water right now. And as you look down into it, like, it's full of tendrils. It's very gross, but...
I think I just take a deep breath and jump right in.
Okay. Yeah, so you jump in and you swim over and...
I'm complaining the whole time. That's how gross it is. Oh, no, I hate it.
But the tendrils in the water recoil from you and turn to dirt.
Yeah, yes. Fuck you.
I wish Dizzy was there.
And you put your hands on the totem and you feel an intense power rushing through your body, and the tendrils slowly start to recoil and you're starting to see the wood. And we're going to cut back to the entrance where you guys are attempting to build a barricade. Supplies might be difficult. Well, I mean, there's a lot of ruined homes and that kind of thing right now, and damaged plants. It might be challenging for the three of you, including Lorelei, to do on your own. Are you going to try and rally anyone?
I think Tinsy definitely is going to go and try to rally and rally them. So
okay,
yeah.
You run into the wolf den area nearby, and you stand on a large rock. And would you care to call out to the people around you?
Druids, guys, hello, hi ho.
You catch the attention of some of the druids and wolves running around nearby.
Hey, guys, my name's Tinsy. I'm the little light bearer. So I know things are really crazy right now, but things are going to get a little worse. So we need to get together, and I need your help right now so we can protect everyone.
And you hear a voice from one of the druids. What do you mean? What's going to get worse than this?
So there's going to be an attack.
What?
By this evening. So we need to get everyone rallied together, and we need to make some barricades, and we need to make some cover.
Okay. There's some murmuring among the crowd. Can I get you to roll persuasion?
Do it. Do it good.
Okay, 13 plus. Math is hard. 17. So plus 4.
Yeah, right. I forgot your persuasion's so good because you're really cute. And you hear some of them murmuring, just like, "Well, she's so cute. She couldn't possibly be lying to us." A wood elf and a wolf walk up to you, and the wood elf says, "My partner here says that the best thing that we could do right now would be to get Alpha. He can rally people to help you.
Can you take me to Alpha?"
"Yes, right away." The wolf walks up to you and like lowers itself down so you can ride on its back.
Okay, thanks. And Tinsy, like, really gently, like, gets on top.
The wood elf seems to be able to keep pace with the wolf, and you actually get the sense that this wood elf lives more as part of the wolf pack than the Ooh. Druid circle. But they take off so quickly that Zelus and Lorelei are just kind of left on her
own. Well, I want to start, like, gathering materials from, like, the destroyed houses, what I can hold, and, like, bring it with us to try and, like, construct anything with extra solid materials.
Okay. You're going to get a head start on building the barricade.
Mm-hmm.
And Lorelei will help you with that as well. Let's see, I want you guys to roll for that. I'm just trying to think what kind of roll would make sense for building. let's say strength.
Okay. So I've got 3.
Okay. Oh, come on! What happened to my buff?
That's okay. Lorelei got 18, so the two of you working together managed to pull this off.
Lorelei hot.
Zealous, once again, she is so hot, yes.
You were just so overtaken by how hot she was when she rolled back her sleeves and started, like, lifting just entire tree trunks.
Does Zealous say anything?
I feel like she'd be like, muscles, and then kind of turns around and like kind of like tries to like be like, what are you doing? How, like, why can't you talk to her? And then just go back and try and help her.
Yeah, you did pull a muscle a little bit when you rescued that person. So even if you're struggling a little bit in building the barricades, it's for a good reason.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, so Feral, you're still working at getting the tendrils off of this otter, and you're almost done. There's just a little bit left on the head, but it's receding at this point. So you're almost there. Tintsy and the wolves. So you travel through, and you go through another marshy area. It's the same marsh, but just not as close to the waterfall. And you go through an area that has been packed more densely with homes. And through that, you get to a birch copse on a slope upwards. And Alpha is there. And unlike the rest of the wolves, this guy's a dire wolf. And you can tell, looking at the different wolves, that they probably weren't originally from the same pack. Like, they were probably displaced and found their way to the Circle of Crescent Valley. And he seems to command a lot of respect among not just the wolves, but the druids in the Circle. And he's currently just finished pulling someone out from underneath a tree which had fallen over.
Oh. He's so good.
He's the goodest boy. Goodest man.
And the wood elf speaks wolf to Alpha, and Alpha looks to you and nods, and the wood elf turns to you and says, explain the situation to Alpha. He can understand common tongue.
Oh, okay, perfect. So I know things are really dire right now, but there's going to be an attack on the Circle of Crescent Valley. And it's going to happen tonight, and we need to just figure out who we can protect, how we're going to get everyone together, because it's going to happen.
He looks at you for a few moments and then starts growling to the other wolves, and they spread out.
Can we get a sample of that growling?
I liked it.
So he will be assisting you in rounding up people. I'll get you to do another persuasion roll, which will represent the next while of you traveling around with the wolves, trying to rally up the people.
Are you sure? You sure? You sure?
What did you get?
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Critical fail!
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh gosh, what do I do for this in a critical fail? well, we'll get to that.
Oh, I was going to say, you could be like she has something in her teeth when she's talking and everybody's just
distracted. Oh, God. like, Tintsy tries to growl back, like, in a conversationally, but instead she just accidentally insulted him.
Feral, the otter totem finally has the last of the tendrils removed. And you feel a rush of calm come over you as the area around you seems to have its own magic return to it. And you see, outside of the pool, tendrils retreating and turning to dust all over the place. And you hear from around the sides of the pond cheering, and you turn around to see that you had gathered a little bit of an audience of druids and a couple deer and even a brown bear who were watching you get rid of this. And as you swim back, you see, I'm going to say You see Steve.
Steve, is that you? Are you okay?
Hey, feral dude.
Hey.
Man, how'd you do that?
I gotta say, Steve, I have no fucking clue.
So Steve is a druid. He wears very simple garbs, and his eyes are a little unfocused.
I wonder why.
Man, that was crazy. We've been trying to get rid of these things all... Wow, how long has it been? A few days since they showed up, I think. Nobody's made a dent until now. That's amazing.
Thanks, Steve. Okay, I gotta go, Steve.
Okay, later, dude.
Bye.
So where are you heading now?
I'm gonna have Steve in that. So the otter.
Yeah, so the otter totem has been freed.
That's there.
Fucking critical fail.
So maybe it's not the dice.
But I mean...
She's been getting more good rolls this time.
True.
I feel like with the help of all, like, the other, like, wolves and stuff, I should be at an advantage roll for persuasion. So I feel like I should get a second roll.
Don't worry, I've come up with why you would fail.
Okay.
Don't worry, I say.
Okay, so I think I'm going to try and run to the birch copse.
Okay, yeah, so that's the area that Timsu passed through not too long ago. You get there, and you see Sylvia, who is a high elf woman. She's crying in Sylvan to the trees there, and one of the trees is a large birch tree sort of in the center of this copse, and the slope that Tinsy went up sort of winds around this thing, and the big birch tree is, as Feral knows, one of the oldest trees in the entire mountain range. It's a very ancient thing, and it, just like the otter totem, there we go, is absolutely covered in tendrils.
Oh, dang. Okay. Can I just add, like, as Tinsy was going there, she's just screaming, "Don't worry, someone will be here to clean you up!" as I'm going past.
Hey, is that Sylvia? Sylvia!
Oh, Feral, where have you been? Look what's happening! They're throttling the elder tree!
Oh, okay. I got this.
What? And she steps back as you approach the tree.
Yeah, do that. Stay back. I'm gonna put my hands on it.
So you put your hands on the tree and...
Do I have to roll anything?
No.
Oh, wait, no, I've been fine so far.
Yeah, no. And again, the tendrils start recoiling and turning to earth, and you can see the birch bark through there, and Sylvia runs and looks over your shoulder and just says, "Unbelievable!" She looks deeper in and she's like, "Oh, thank goodness, it's all right." The tree seems to be doing okay. So Feral is now healing the tree. And you hear some renewed screaming off in the distance. And Zealous and Lorelei, as you're putting barricades together, you start seeing some additional redness through the waterfall.
Oh no.
You're not sure what it is at this point.
Oh no. If I roll perception, would it give me anything? If I roll really good?
Go for it.
Might as well try.
And actually Lorelei's gonna do the same thing.
I got 16.
Lorelei peers at the waterfall, but she's just like, What is that? What did you roll?
I got a 16 plus 1, so 17.
Okay, yeah, you go right up to the edge of the waterfall and stare through it really intensely, and for the briefest moment, you're able to sort of get a glimpse through the waterfall, and you can see it's raining blood.
Oh, so where, okay, oh fuck.
What?
So
what?
Everybody's like, I'm just with Lorelei and Onyx, and there's nobody near me, like...
No,
like, Feral or Tinty.
But you said Carol?
No, Feral.
a feral Carol.
My friend, you pull some tiny, like, I don't know, caterpillar out of your pocket.
At this point, a wood elf and a rock gnome have come to help you with the barricade, but they're the only ones so far who have. But they're, like Lorelei, they're not able to tell what is going on through the waterfall.
Oh my god.
Oh no, do you tell them or do you not tell them?
Oh my god.
I mean, she doesn't have a lot of tact.
So, guys, so I saw real quick, and, you know, like, when there's water falling from the sky, it's rain?
Yes. That's the rock note. Yes.
What would it be called if, it was blood instead of water?
What? And the wood elf just immediately is just like, and the waterfall parts, and you can all very clearly see the rain of blood, and she just starts screaming, and the rock gnome also screams, and that catches the attention of other people around, who also start screaming.
Awesome.
Is this the chorus of screams you heard?
Yeah.
I feel like Zelis is looking around her, and she kind of looks at Lorelei and be like, do I start screaming? Is this a part where I start?
That's
damn it.
This is such a Zealous thing to put everyone in a panic. Just because she curiously was like, oh, what does it get? What is it called when it's blood instead of rain or water?
The rain isn't coming like right up to the entrance because there is a mountain overhanging above you, but it's not too far off. You're able to see.
I don't know if it's stupid.
No.
I kind of want to go.
No.
And see.
Well, the waterfall will close, so you probably want to stay on this side because.
Okay. I mean, you're also surrounded by screaming people. You're just like, bye, I gotta check it out, guys.
Well,
arguably, like, someone could go with you, but I don't think anybody... I think nobody else wants to go near it right now.
Yeah.
True. Zealous isn't just gonna grab one of them.
And just picks them up and walks out.
Oh, maybe I should. That wasn't something that I thought of. I was gonna say, like, guys, we should build faster. Like, we need to speed this up. I don't know what the fuck that was.
As you're screaming?
So meanwhile, Tinsy has been riding around trying to convince people, but, like, people are in such a panic right now that, like, they're having trouble stopping and listening. However, once this chorus of screams starts, you don't know what this is about yet either, but those who aren't within range to see start rushing out towards the entrance of the village, and I assume you would as well.
Rush to the entrance?
Yeah, because that's where the screaming is coming from.
Quick question. Is the gray squirrel with me?
The gray squirrel is with Fabril, I believe.
I can't remember if you said it was following me or not.
The last time I think I mentioned it was, because it came into the village with her.
Yeah, so assuming it just continued with her.
I guess I never did specify it. I would say that he probably went back to Tinsy after you got into the village, just because Tinsy's the one he knows.
Okay, cool. But yeah, I definitely go to the entrance.
Okay. Yeah, so you're having trouble pushing your way through the crowd and seeing what's going on?
Am I still on the dire wolf? Am I still on Alpha?
You weren't riding Alpha.
Oh, right. You were
riding another wolf.
Yeah.
But yes, you're still riding this wolf.
Yes!
You're not able to see over the heads of the crowd, but the wolf goes over to a tree and puts his paws up on it so that you can stand up on his shoulders and get a better view. And you see, off in the distance, the rain of blood outside.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, that's not good. Okay, we need to find Zealous and Feral.
And, Feral, how did you react when you heard the screams?
I feel like I was really freaked out, but all I could think of was that I needed to keep my hands on the tree.
Yeah, and Sylvia is still with you as well. The tree is about halfway through being healed at this point.
And I'm really panicked at this point, like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Tinsy, are you going to try and push your way back towards the entrance, or...?
There's quite a crowd?
There is. There's a lot of scared murmuring and yelling, and people are panicked and not sure what's going on as you push through them. And you feel a hand on your shoulder as a high elf man stops you and says, "Sorry, I didn't have time to listen to you earlier, but is this what you were trying to warn people of?"
"I'm not sure what this is. This was kind of unexpected, but I think this might be part of the attack."
The attack? The attack. Yes, you said an attack. He stands up on a rock and does one of those really loud whistles that I couldn't possibly imitate.
We'll
find a stock sound. Throw it in.
I don't think I can do it. Just do like a whistle and then just amplify it.
Yes.
Thank you, freesound.org.
Wait. I can't do it. You just get really... Yeah, there you go. And then just amplify it.
Wow, impressive.
Yay! The druids around turn to face him. "Everyone, please! This gnome has something important to say!" And gestures for you to join him on the rock.
"I know things look really bad right now, but we need to get together. Those that can help to build the barricades and defenses needs to work with Zealous. Those that can get people who are unable to fight needs to get everyone together, and we need to find a place that's safe for them that they can stay, and those that can fight need to get prepared."
You hear a bunch of voices of people yelling suggestions and like that sort of thing. Zealous, Timsy, Lorelei, roll perception to see if you can pick out any of these suggestions from...
Suggest me!
Oh, and you
God,
said
why?
I got 15.
15? Okay.
Yeah, in total.
With perception?
Yes.
Okay, then but I believe 12, because I think I only have one. I don't know why... 12.
Lorelei isn't able to pick out anything, but you got 12, you said? And you got how much?
I got 14 in total.
14 in total? Okay, so
yes.
Zealous, you managed to pick out from all of these yelling voices one that says, what about that sister circle? And you hear another voice that says, that's just a rumor, it's not real.
I make, like, a lot of people, like, shut up! And then I'm like, what sister circle? What are you talking about?
You push through the crowd to see where this voice was coming from, and they part ways, and there's this, like, this tiny little boy who yelled this suggestion, and he's just, like, looking up at you and quaking a little bit.
I'll, like, get down on, like, one knee so I'm less, like, intimidating.
Ooh, are you gonna have to roll persuasion for this?
Sure, okay, yeah, roll persuasion first and then I'll get you to
or
say what you
charisma.
Said.
Okay. Either way, it's plus zero. I got 8.
8? Alright, well that's not gonna do it. So what do you say to this, like, little shivering elven boy?
Sorry. "You need to tell me right now what the sister circle is."
It's a story that I don't know. It's dumb. I'm sorry.
Zealous!
Calm down. Take a breath. This could help.
Lorelei walks up and puts a hand on his shoulder, and she's also going to try and persuade him.
This is like when we have our own children.
She's shipping it so hard.
I am.
She opens her mouth and immediately chokes on her spit. she got like a 4.
That is amazing.
And so, like, the voice was, like, staring at her blankly, not sure what she was trying to accomplish.
Yeah, like, you guys have children!
We're gonna be those parents that can't communicate with their children. I wanna stand up and be like, "Who knows anything about the sister circle?"
A couple of the adults groan, and one of them says, "It's just a children's story. They say that there's supposedly... long ago, we had a sister circle that, what was it called?" And another one's just like, "The Circle of the Deep Woods." And it's like, "Oh yeah, that was it." And supposedly there's a secret tunnel somewhere in the village that will lead us there. But, I mean, it's children's stories. We can't entertain this right now.
But what if it's true?
Can I get you to Maybe roll intimidation.
Oh, yes.
Now it's on adults. She's allowed to be intimidating.
Do it.
17 plus 2, so 19.
Dang!
I would have loved it if you critically failed.
Oh, I would have cried.
Oh, God.
A wave of just fear, everyone.
So, like, as you step forward and say, look, what if it's true? You just say it with such, like, a growl that nobody dares to back talk you.
Yes!
And Lorelai, once again, is like, damn, she's hot.
One of them just says, well, so supposedly, I think the passage was supposed to start somewhere in the healer's grotto, but I've never seen such a thing. And the high elf man who is standing on the rock with Tinsy hears this and he sighs and he says, listen, I am the chief healer. I spend all of my time in the healer's grotto. I have never seen any kind of secret passage. I have been there for hundreds of years. And Lorelai steps forward and says, well, we don't have any other plans right now. Mm-hmm. We have to try and look.
Oh, Lorelai.
Where is the, like, healer circle in comparison to where we are right now?
Don't ask me. Ask them.
So where's the healer circle?
The chief healer sighs, and he rolls his eyes a little bit. He says, well, I have to get back there anyway, but so follow me, I suppose. The rest of you, continue this barricade. If there's really an attack coming, we can't just sit around and wonder what to do. Mm-hmm. Alpha approaches and begins leading people in this effort as you follow the healers back towards the healer's grotto.
Okay.
Feral, meanwhile, the last of the tendrils have just disappeared from the tree, and Sylvia throws her arms around you and says, well, thank you so much!
It's fine. You're welcome.
Are you all right?
I'm a little tired. I gotta go, though. Say bye. Don't say bye. Say hi to the husband for me. Okay. And then I start running again.
All right.
Feral's so cute when she's tired and like trying her hardest. Oh my god.
I love it.
So, which way are you running?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna run. I guess the next closest thing would be the one in the gardens.
Yeah, okay, so you're going to go up to the gardens?
Yeah.
Okay. As you run up the slope towards where the gardens are, you pass by Steve, who's just, like, eating a turnip, and he's just like, oh, hey, dude.
Hey, high five! I'm going to keep running past.
Give him a high five on the way by.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love Steve.
Steve is so cool.
Yeah, you get up to the totem of the vegetable garden, and as you predicted, it is affected just like the last two were. This one, as Feral would know, is a statue of a badger, and there's all sorts of vegetables and fruit growing all over the place, but a lot of the fruit is starting to rot on the vine at this point, and I assume you're going to put your hands right on the totem?
Yeah, what directly surrounds the badger?
Right around the badger, there's a root vegetable garden that has turnips, one of which Steve appears to have picked and was eating on the way down. And you also notice that there are some mushrooms, which Steve also seems to have picked on his way down. He seems to have gone for the only food there that doesn't appear to be rotting at this point.
Fair. So as I go running towards these mushrooms, I see, like, towards this bull badger, and I'm, like, cutting through these mushrooms. I go, okay, badger! Here comes the snake! And I put my fingers all up in it.
Alright. Nice.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful reference.
Thank you. Everybody clap for me.
And you know what? You have fixed a curse of bad DMing that I've done. I have yet to grant inspiration to anybody in this campaign.
That's right. About that.
I was
a couple of times, and I think Tessa and I had mentioned it. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm like, I think we played our characters really well.
Yeah, you totally have. You've done amazing. I just forget that inspiration's ever a thing.
Could have saved my critical fail.
Sorry, I promise I'm going to try and get better for inspiration, because you guys have more than earned it.
Double inspiration right now.
But yeah.
You get inspiration.
Thanks, Oprah DM.
But Feral, that was such a badass line that, you can check the inspiration box on your character sheet.
Yeah. Hell yes. Yeah.
Thank you, E. Bob's World. Okay, so yeah, I've got my fingers all up in the tendrils. I'm tendriling the tendrils back.
And you just hear from behind you, nice.
Can we grant you inspiration for Steve? I want to give Steve inspiration.
You guys all inspire me.
Tinsy like that.
All right. So let's see. So you guys, by you guys, I mean Tinsy, Zealous, and Lorelai, you all were going together, right?
I think Lorelai and Zealous went.
Oh, yeah.
I was still with the crowd.
Okay. So are you helping with the barricade?
Well, Alpha is there already helping, right? Yeah, because they all went to them, right?
He's coordinating, but your efforts would still be helpful there to build the barricade.
Okay.
Because you buff.
I am buff, guys. Yeah, I think I want to go as well with them, though, because I think I want to go find where the Juniper Witch is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going along with Zeus and Lorelai and the Chief Healer?
Yes.
All right. All right, so the group of you go through a very thick portion of brush. If you were entering the village, you would eventually hook to the right, and you go through a very densely wooded area. And every time a plant touches the Chief Healer, you hear him, groan a little bit. And he says, "Something about these plants has just been draining our magic."
Well, definitely don't touch them right now.
Well, look, you look around, and the foliage is so thick here, it's, impossible to avoid consistently as you're passing through.
I, look at Lorelai, and I'm go on one side, and I'll go on the other. That way we can at least, help to,
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna try and keep it off of him?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, okay, so you guys go walk on either side of the healer, and he had been looking kind of annoyed before for the idea of entertaining the notion of finding this secret passage, but he smiles at both of you weakly and says, "Much appreciated." And you get through the foliage a bit more quickly because of this, and eventually you arrive at the healer's grotto, and it's this large room, essentially, this cavernous room that has a stream of water flowing into it, and the air as it fills your lungs just feels very rejuvenating. It's full of moisture, but there is just this sour note to the air, as you know, there's still tendrils everywhere. And up on a ledge you see another one of these totem things that is covered in black tendrils, and you think it might be a statue of some humanoid, but you can't really tell because it's so covered at this point.
Okay.
There are several injured druids here, and other minor healers are going about curing wounds, and some of the druids are throwing up. It seems the ones who have been too directly exposed to these black tendrils have been falling sick. And the Chief Healer just gestures to the room and says, "Have a look around. You won't find anything, but I have to get back to work now. I thank you for your help." And he goes and starts checking in on the patients nearby.
So I want to do, is it an investigation
check? Yeah, you can do an investigation check.
Can I do one as well?
How about this? I'm going to describe the room a little bit more, and I want you to tell me what part of the room you're going to investigate.
Okay.
There's the area you're in now, which is a little bit lower down, and then there's a bit of a ledge, which is where the humanoid statue covered in tendrils is. There's sort of an earthen ramp starting from where you are and going up and to the left, and up on the raised area is where the statue is, and then the stream of water is flowing in from behind you on the wall to your right, wrapping around until the slope starts, and it's got some reeds and tall grass and pussy willows and cattails in it. And there's some leafy vines hanging down from the ceiling.
Do I see, like, is it easy to tell where the water is coming from and going?
It started in the area with the thick brush that you were coming from, and just roll wisdom, because I don't think there's any particular, I can't think of the particular skill that you've gotten here.
It's a six. Seven.
Yeah, you're not sure.
Do I do it as well?
If you want, yeah, to figure out where the flow of the water is coming from.
Sure. And what was it again? It was,
just wisdom.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. 14.
Okay, so, Zelis, as you're looking at this stream, you try to imagine geographically where it could be coming from, and you think that it might be flowing in from the same spring that Gwendolyn's camp was next to.
Okay.
But that doesn't count as your investigation role.
Yeah.
If each of you want to tell me what part of this grotto you'd like to do an investigation on, again, it was sort of like an earthen ramp going up and to the left, and then the stream is on your right, and the statue is on the upper level, and there's lots of plants in the stream. And one thing I didn't mention is that there are a lot of bushes and benches and that sort of thing as well.
Before, like, we continue, can I ask what the statue was before, like, to the people?
Yeah, you can ask somebody if you like.
Who's close to me?
There is a healer who's tending a human man who's breathing fairly heavily.
I'll go up to her, or him, like the healer.
The healer, yeah. So you walk up to her.
So, I have a question.
That's how Zelis gets the attention.
So you walk up and start striking up a conversation with this healer who just sort of looks up to you, and you look down and she's like, got both of her, like, her hands are, like, covered in blood, and she's, like, putting pressure on a wound on this guy, and she's like, yes?
What was that statue before all the things were on it?
Oh, well, I believe it was an ancient healer from thousands of years ago. It was a Mirmish healer. Gosh, I can't remember the name, though. Why do you ask?
We're looking for the Sister Circle. We need to know.
Oh, the Sister Circle.
Where it could possibly be. It might not be true, but it's important.
It's not. It's not a thing. There is no Sister Circle.
But if, like, just go along with me. If there was...
Roll persuasion.
You should have been more aggressive.
So I got 15.
Oh, never mind. Plus?
No, it's plus zero.
Oh, yeah. Right.
All right, so she sighs and says, okay, I'll humor you. And, like, in the meantime, she is pumping magic into this guy, and you can see his wounds finally starting to close.
Mm-hmm.
So she's listening.
Oh, so where would you think that the Sister Circle would be, or, like, just humor me?
I mean, just honestly, look around. There's no doors anywhere here. There's no caverns except for the one with the thick brush there. And then if you go up to the top here, there's a path leading back up to the upper levels of the village. But. I don't know where there could be a door here. Maybe check behind some of the plants.
Okay, that's what I'll do. I want to go check in the plants.
All right, so there are, a lot of plants. There's, honestly, there's plants along the ledge. There's plants in the stream, like I mentioned. There's pretty much every wall here has plants growing up along the side.
Yeah. Are there any, like... You said mentioned there were, like, cattails and everything, and I want to see where, like, there's, like, the tallest-ish plant.
Alright, so you're going to roll your investigation in the stream with the plants?
Yes, and hope I don't regret it.
Okay. Tinsy, where are you going to investigate?
I originally wanted to do the stream as well, actually. You just said a cavern?
Well, the whole healer's grotto is like, mm-hmm. Well, the whole village is within caverns.
I think I'll assist because I think I would like to know that too.
Yeah, okay, so you're going to assist with Silas?
Yes.
All right, so you'll both roll, and we'll take the higher roll.
Yes, 22 in total.
And his investigation?
Yeah, but you got 12 without the modifier. With the modifier, Silas got 22, so.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yes.
Good girl.
There better be something with the fucking sister circle, I swear to God, if not, I will scream.
Well, we will return to your investigation shortly.
Fuckers.
In the meantime, the badger has been completely freed of its tendrils, and Steve is just like, far out.
Yeah, Govi.
And he reaches into his pouch and like passes you this like sort of protein bar of his own invention, and it looks good.
I'm gonna thank Steve kindly and go, yeah, protein would be good for all the running, but I'm gonna slip it into my
pouch.
I'm not gonna eat it.
I know
what Steve gets up to in his own time. I put with the rations.
All right, well.
And then I give him a high five.
I feel like Steve's name would be written really fucking weird.
Oh, how do you spell Steve?
It is spelled normal Steve, like S-T-E-V. Oh.
Maybe in this world that's really weird.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. I love Steve.
Oh, hey, Feral dude. Hey, if you're able to get rid of these things, you think you could come to the meditation area with me? Man, I've been trying to keep that place zen, but it has really been harsh in my mellow recently.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess it's, that makes sense. Let's go!
Alright.
Emerald is so cute when she's tired.
I think I'm, like, emotionally, spiritually, magically, maybe also physically drained at this point.
Alright, so you're, like, running along, sort of, like, running on fumes at this point, and, like, Steve is just sort of, like, running next to you, sort of just, like, like arms out like a bird, just like wee.
The Naruto run.
Oh my god!
No, not behind him, just like out to the side.
Oh, out of the sides. Okay, I like that. Does he commune with birds?
No, he communes with all kinds of things.
No, I'm just visualizing this, and it's the best thing ever.
All right, so.
Tinsy wishes she was with you.
So sometime later, Tinsy and Zealous and Lorelai have been rooting around in this dream, and eventually, Zealous, you notice that there are points along the stream where the flow of the water doesn't really make sense for the direction the stream should be going. There's some points where the stream, in small little slivers, will suddenly branch off from the rest of the stream and start flowing in towards the wall. And you follow this stream, and at several points along the wall, underwater, right along the floor, you find small handholds at the bottom.
I want to grab them, or do something with them. I want to feel them.
All right, so yeah, you
touch
put,
up on them.
You put yes. one hand on it, and it fits very comfortably in your hand.
Oh.
If you want to try and give that a lift.
Yes.
And there's a lot of handholds, not the two you're just holding on to.
Okay.
But give me a strength roll.
Okay. Oh my god, please. Please, God. Please let me just make sure. Like, I don't want to fail. Okay, I got a 16 plus 1, so 17.
All right. So,
fuck.
Lorelai notices as Zealous sticks her hands into something and starts, like, trying to lift and is grunting with effort. And Zealous, you can quickly tell that you won't be able to lift this on your own, but you won't need to because Lorelai runs over to Tinsy and taps her on the shoulder and says, "Hey, I think she's found something." Tinsy and Lorelai, you may add your strength rolls to Zealous's.
Heck yeah. 17. Oh!
All right.
Goddamn.
Yeah, so the three of you lift, and all of a sudden you hear a grinding, and the wall begins to lift up. You hear some gasps behind you from some of the healers, and the chief healer walks up to the side of the stream and says, "Hundreds of years, and I never knew this was here?"
I look at him, and I'm like, "Told you so."
Never doubt her.
As you're talking to this, Lorelai says, Oh no, nobody told us there was a second door.
What the fuck?
And you look in past this door that you've just lifted up, and through it, there's a large room that is about knee height for a human, filled with water. On Tintsy, that comes like almost up to your shoulders. It's a large round room, and on the far end of the room, there's a huge gate that the water is flowing through. And the gate has a gigantic insignia of a sword pointed upwards on it. On the sword, there are four slots. One on the pommel, one on the crossguard, one on the fuller, and one at the tip. Meanwhile...
Oh, sorry. Oh, gosh.
Meanwhile, Feral, you and Steve are at the meditation area, and there's a bunch of other people. Some of them have kind of, like, red eyes, but, like, a bunch of them are, like, just trying to meditate, like, around all these black tendrils. Like, some of them are sort of, like, awkwardly, like, crouching underneath of them and trying to, like, om and whatever.
whatever. Quoted onto a t-shirt.
Probably already is, whatever.
as you pass by, Steve's just like,
hey dudes, Feral dude here's gonna get rid of all these harsh little brutes or whatever.
Hey.
And you hear just a chorus of like, hey dude.
what is the totem against me?
So the totem here is a little different than the rest. It's, rather than being one object, it's a network of wooden chimes all over the meditation area.
Oh, good. Is it going to take a while?
It could take some time, but each individual chime frees pretty briefly. You put your hands on the first chime, and within, I'd say, 10 seconds, all of the tendrils fall out. But there's still plenty of other chimes to free before this totem is completely freed.
If I tap one of the chimes, does it do anything to the tendrils?
Oh, interesting. Hmm. You tap one of the chimes, and Steve's just like, ah, yeah, yeah. And it makes this like nice, very echoey, woody sound, and all the like druids who are meditating around the meditation circle are like, ah, yeah, keep doing that. And they're sort of grooving and like swaying to the sound of the chimes, and you feel it amplifying your ability to get rid of the rot here.
Oh, God. Okay. hey, and I do, like, the kind of, like, hang ten symbol. Like, hey, dudes. Pick up what I'm laying down. And I start trying to drum a beat.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to see if I can, like, amplify whatever I got going on.
Oh, my God. Is this going to turn into a fucking musical? Imagine.
Yeah, so, I want this too.
Yeah, so like within moments, like this wild like drum circle has kind of broken out. Like some of them pull out drums, other of them are like hitting the chimes as the rot falls off of them. You were afraid that this would take like half an hour to get all of the chimes, but like within a few minutes, this like this crazy like drum circle thing has really inspired you, and you're like moving like the wind as you move from one chime to the next and, and tap them, and the rot just melts away instantly as you go, and like before you know it, the entire meditation area is completely clear, just as like the drum circle is coming to like a natural end, and everyone's just like, ah, oh, yeah, and like they all start applauding. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Feral, dude, that was tight. I had no idea you had that in you.
And I fist bump him. I imagine it's Steve.
Man, yeah, that was Steve.
Okay, cool.
Man, nah. P-Dog, you're all right.
Yeah, thanks. Could you keep drumming loud?
Hell yeah, P-Dog. Let's do it, everybody.
And, like, their drum circle starts up again as you make your way off to the next,
last totem.
To the last totem, thank you.
Hell yeah.
But actually, just as you turn to leave, you hear some banging off in the distance, and Steve turns around and says,
ah, harsh, dude. I think the attack is beginning.
Oh, fuck.
And we'll take a break here.
Oh! Oh, we've done as much as we could.
Oh, you guys are getting close here.
We did what we could.
It's not over till it's over.
Oh my goodness.
Hello, this is Clement, your dungeon master on our adventure through the world spire. The end is near. Next time, we finally arrive at the conclusion of our first story arc. But the story is far from over. I'm so thrilled that you've come along for the journey with us, and I hope you'll continue to travel with us as we continue to explore the strange and wonderful world of the Spire. And as always, you can ask questions or make suggestions or just say hi by reaching out to us on our social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under the name Our Tabletop. That's OURTABLETOP. Sometime after our first story arc concludes, we will be launching a Patreon so that you can help us to continue making this show, and we'd love your input on rewards that we can offer to supporters. But for now, thank you again so much for being here with us. The Druid's time is running short, so be sure to join us next time for the thrilling finale.